Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News Podcast, where we bring you the latest developments shaping our industry. I'm Emma, and with me is Daniel.
Thanks, Emma. Today, we're highlighting a company that's making waves in aerospace and manufacturing. MAPAL, celebrating its 75th anniversary, is positioning itself for the future with some major moves.
That's right. MAPAL is investing big in new technologies and digitalization. They've even created a new department called the Global Organization for Assembly, or GOA, to handle aircraft final assembly. That's pretty bold.
I see, and they're not just stopping there. They've integrated Seacom and acquired an Italian company, Expro SRL, to boost their capabilities in turnkey projects and clamping fixtures. That shows they're serious about meeting customer needs head-on.
Exactly, but it's not all smooth sailing. MAPAL faced a 6.3% drop in sales to €551 million in 2024. The economy's been tough and uncertainty in key markets hasn't helped. What do you think, Daniel?
It's a tough situation. Dr. Jochen Kress, the president, expects sales to drop up to 5% in 2025, but they're handling it responsibly. They're adapting their personnel structure without filling vacant positions and reducing capacity at some sites. The good news? They've avoided compulsory redundancies.
That's impressive. As a family company, they must really value their employees. Dr. Kress mentions their special bond with the staff. It's clear they're taking a socially responsible approach.
And they're not just cutting back, they're actively planning for the future. In the automotive sector, they're developing generic components for strategic parts like stator housings in electromobility. That's smart. They're also innovating in machining processes, with products like the HNHX indexable inserts.
Right, their HNHX inserts are making machining valve seat rings more efficient. That's a big deal in combustion engines. And they're expanding into fluid power technology with smart solutions tailored to customer needs.
What's more, they're investing €4 million to modernize their Arlen site. That's a clear commitment to their headquarters, which is also a production site. They're redesigning their production structure for efficiency and shorter delivery times.
And with René Güntner joining as the new CFO, they're bringing in fresh leadership. It's all part of their strategy to remain competitive while focusing on customer needs and innovation.
So despite the challenges, MAPAL is resolutely focused on the future. They're combining customer focus, innovative strength, and competitiveness to stay ahead. That's quite an example for the industry.
Absolutely. It's inspiring to see a company with 75 years of history still pushing boundaries and adapting to change. Thanks for joining us, Daniel. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Just that MAPAL's story shows resilience and vision. Their strategic moves in aerospace and manufacturing are definitely worth keeping an eye on. Until next time, this is Daniel.
And I'm Emma. Stay tuned for more updates from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance. Have a great day.